Hello friends, we will be seeing part 6. Now, as you all know, by now you will be having the understanding and idea that investment management has been beautifully designed in different parts. Part 1, part 2, part 3, part 4. Part 5 is what all we have seen. In this part, that is part 6, it has got a beautiful understanding of the technical details of how the share movements and how the share prices are going to be functioning upon. This subject of investment management 1 revolves around one investment tool that is known as equity shares. In this part 6, the objectives of this particular part 6 is to make you and give you a clear understanding of how technically the share markets movement happens. And what are different kinds of parameters taken into consideration by technical personalities to understand the share prices movements. In part 6, we will be seeing and understanding how price and price earnings ratio of shares are determined. So what is price and how is price determined, and also how do we determine or identify or find out the price earning ratio. This chapter also focuses upon, or this unit also focuses upon, understanding the following theories of investment. Like, we will be seeing theories of investment such as random theory, contrary opinion theory, evergreen theory, Dow theory, Elliott wave theory. These are the theories based on which the share price movements takes place. So in this part 6, we will be also looking about these theories of investment. Also, we will be identifying the fundamental and technical approaches to investment. What are the fundamental approach to the investment? What are the technical approaches to the investment? How fundamental approach ensures success of the share prices, or how technical analysis is taken up by technical indicators or technical analyst to tell us what is the share price rates of the shares in the market. Also, we will be understanding the trend analysis and portfolio management. How does the trend analysis takes place, and on what parameters the portfolio should be designed, and how portfolio should be managed. So in other words, if I have to sum up this whole part 6, it is going to be an exciting journey for understanding these topics, which comprises of technical understandings and technical details of how particularly the identifying of price and price earning ratio, checking about how different theories of investment are concerned, then fundamental and technical analysis, how exactly it takes place and helps us to identify the price rates, and then finally summing up it as with regards to technical and portfolio management. I hope you are all clear with this part, and this is what we will be seeing in part 6. Let us now go ahead and identify and check out the parameters involved in each one of them in detail. So today we will be seeing chapter number 21, which focuses on, I repeat, today we will be seeing chapter number 21, which focuses on price and the price earning ratio. This chapter, which is price and price earning ratio, will give us an outline about how the price of the share is determined, on what parameters the price has been defined and designed, and what is the basic importance of price earning ratio. Is price earning ratio very critical for identifying and understanding the investment tool? Does it has any importance in the business cycle? All these things we will be able to understand with the help of price earning ratio. So let us now go ahead and check out what is going to be the structure of this chapter. In this chapter, as I told earlier, we will be identifying and understanding the determination of price of the share. So what determines the price of the share is the question, and in this chapter we will be studying the answer to this question. Also, we will be able to understand what is price earnings ratio and its relevance or importance in the business cycle. So before I go ahead, I want to ask you all, can someone tell me who decides the price of the share? Yes, can someone tell me who decides the price of the share? Let me ask this question to few people sitting over here. Yes, my question to you all, as I asked you just now, is who decides the price of the share? Let me just ask the question in a very, very dramatic manner. Let us play a small game in which the question is going to be, who decides the price of the share? I'm going to give you four options, And based on those four options, you have to tell me who is the person or on what basis the price of the share is determined. This question is asked to everyone sitting over here. I'll just name few of them. We have got Prashant, we have got Suyash, we have got Vinay sitting over here, we have got Biren sitting over here, we have got Milan, we had got Vikalp and many more. So all these friends and also many more sitting over here, you have to help me to understand and determine what tells us or what fixes the price of the share. Four options I am giving to you based on which you are supposed to tell me who fixes the price of the shares. The option number one available to you is SEBI, that is Securities Exchange Board of India. Second option is that the price is determined and designed or defined by RBI. Next option number three is it is determined by the share brokers. And the fourth option is none of the above. What is the correct answer? Okay. Who feels option number one is correct? Very good. Who feels option number two? Okay, we have got some hands for two also. Who feels option number three? Okay, one, two, three, four. Okay, we have got four for option number four. Three. How many of you feel that option number four is correct? Okay, one, two, three, four. Okay, great. Now, in this chapter, we will be seeing answer of this question, that who determines the price of the share. Let us now go ahead and understand who determines the price of the share. Now you can see over here, there is one sentence or statement written. If you can focus upon this sentence and statement, it will tell you who fixes the price of the share. Now when you will read over here, it is quite possible to find that EPS of a company A is double that of company B, yet share prices of B is higher than that of A. Can you all just pay attention and check about what exactly I am trying to explain you all? Okay. I am trying to say that is there a possibility where EPS of company A and EPS of company B would be different? What do I mean by EPS of company A and EPS of company B? Let me give you an example. Quickly take up a pen and a paper and note down what exactly I am trying to tell to you all. Write down particulars and write down company and company B. I repeat, write down particulars, company A and company B. Has everyone written particulars, company A, company B? Very good. In the particulars below that, write down EPS. EPS write down, company A EPS write down 50 and company B EPS write down 100. Company A is 50, company B is 100. Now write down MPS, which means market price per share, that is price of the shares in the stock market. That is price of the share in the stock market. Company A write down, where the EPS was 50, write down price of the share in the market as 500. 50 was the EPS and price of the share is 500. Company B write down, the EPS of the companies was 100 and price write down 250. Price write down, price of the share write down 250. Written everyone? So chart would somehow look like this, that you have got EPS 50-100 and MPS, that is market price of the shares in the stock market, 500 and 250. This is what it would look about. Now the question is there a possibility the company's EPS whose is low, the market price per share would be high, and company's EPS whose is high, its market price per share is going to be low. Is it possible? Yes, that is what the point is. Let us look over here. It is quite possible. Yes, it is possible to have EPS of company A is double than that of company B. As I gave example, EPS of company A was 50 and company B's EPS is 100. Yet share price of B is higher than that of A. What is happening over here? We have got share price of A is higher than of that of B. There is a possibility any kind of mismatch can happen. The prices are so different as they are decided by in addition to profitability of a company by two things. Remember, why is it possible that price of this company is higher as compared to price of B? Because of reason that price is not always decided, price is not always determined just based on profitability of the company. How much company has earned the profits? It is not always based on what the company has earned profit, but it is also based on other two parameters like investors' confidence in it. Some people feel that though the EPS of company A was just 50, but the people feel that, that this company is very, very good and investors have a lot of confidence in it. So because of that, there is huge demand. And based on that huge demand, the prices are increased. Whereas on company B, the EPS was 100, earnings per share was 100. Yet investors in that company were not that much confident. And hence the market price, that is the stock market price of company B, was just 250. So addition to profitability, what are the parameters that determines the price of the share? Is investors' confidence in it. Next is their belief in future earnings and prospects of the company. That is their belief in future earnings and prospects of the company. Also the investors' belief in that company and investors' understanding of prospects of the company. Investors also understand that this company has got a lot of prospects. Though the company is not doing now right very good in the market, but in future it might do more better in the market. So overall, remember, who determines the price of the share? As I told you earlier, a question, it is not by option number 1. It is not by option number 2, not by option number 3 also. The answer to the question which I had asked earlier was option number 4. Why? Because the price of the share is determined by whom? Market forces of demand and supply. Please don't forget this part. Let us move ahead and check out the price earnings ratio, that is PE ratio. What is PE ratio? The PE ratio is nothing but price earnings ratio. This ratio is very important for the company. Why? Because it gives a lot of information to the investors, shareholders and many other stakeholders. Let us see what exactly it does. PE ratio acts as a tool that is used by analysts, financial experts and investors to check whether shares are reasonably priced and is the price earnings ratio proper or not. So price earning ratio, this is a tool which is used by analysts, then by financial experts and investors to check out that is the company's market price and company's earnings per share are properly priced or not, can be identified with the help of PE ratio. The ratio is arrived by dividing the market price of a share by earnings per share, and hence the formula in acronym is called as MPS upon EPS, that is market price per share upon earnings per share. Very good. PE is used to decide whether share is over or underpriced. So price earning ratio, why is it used? To identify is the share overpriced or underpriced. If the ratio is higher, it will say that it is priced over. If the ratio is lower, means less than 1, it will say that the price is lower, underpriced. So PE is used to decide whether the share is overpriced or underpriced, as it makes comparison between prices using a single number. So here the comparison is between two single numbers, and on base of these two comparisons of two single numbers, you can easily identify it that has the company been overpriced or underpriced. Very good. I hope everyone is clear so far. Let us now go ahead and see the dynamics of price earnings ratio or PE ratio. Now price earning ratio, as the formula is MPS upon EPS, that is market price per share upon earnings per share. This ratio is dependent on many parameters. Like parameters like first is company management, growth and prospects. PE ratio is based on what? How the company's management is, how the company's growth is and how the company's prospects in future it is there. Based on that, the PE ratio is going to be determined by the investors in the market. Also, PE ratio would be dependent on rate of increase in future earnings. How much in future company is expected to earn? There might be a possibility company getting some project in hands, and because of that project in hands, the market price of the shares in the stock market rise. So we have got two parameters, market price and earnings price. Earnings is because of book profit and market price is because of what does the investors think. Here in the second point, investors thinks that in future earnings of the company shares may increase. Why the earnings of the company shares may increase? It is simply because company is expected to get a big order because of which the revenues would increase, and that is why they feel that the rate of increase in future earnings may happen. So PE ratio is also determined with the help of rate of increase in future earnings. Also it is determined by demand for the shares. How much is the demand of the shares in the market? There might be demand on the shares of the market would be high. Though company is not doing good as per the books, but as per the market, the company is doing wonderfully good. How does it happen? Because investors are very upbeat about this company, and investors are investing in that kind of company. The demand of that company's shares is very high. Based on that, you can identify that price earning is beneficial. Also, market confidence and expectations. Also, the determination of PE is based on what? What is the market's confidence? A lot of market parameters or market players have got confidence in this company, and they expect that the company share price may rise. So this also has got a lot of relevance in PE ratio. So price earning ratio is also dependent upon market confidence and expectation. Now, this is the most important aspect of understanding the price earning ratio. PE ratio is not completed if we do not understand this part. Let us see what this part is. There is a 60% rule which can be used as a guide to identify is the PE ratio good or bad. There is a rule, there is a thumb rule. Thumb rule says that 60% rule is applied. That is, the rule submits or rule says that one should not buy a share in a company. One should not buy a share in the company that is more than 60% of its anticipated growth. Remember, this is very, very, very important. This is one of the most important tool as an investor you have to look upon. Whenever company anticipates growth that the company would grow by, say for example, 30%. Company is expecting that the company would grow by 30%. Of this 30%, 60% if the price has risen or more than that, then this ceases to be a good investment option. I repeat what I really said. So you can see over here, the rule says that one should not buy share in a company at PE, means whenever the company's PE is more than 60%. 60% of what? 60% of its anticipated growth, not 60% of the earnings. 60% of anticipated growth. Company anticipates growth. What do you mean by anticipates growth? In the last year, in the previous year, company thinks that the company will grow by 30% in the next year. We anticipated, we budgeted that the company in the next year will grow by 30%. Is it clear? Like for example, from last year, this year the company would grow by 30%. Now 60% of 30 is how much? 18%. So if EPS, or sorry, if PE ratio is more than 18 or more than 60% of anticipated growth, we anticipate that the company would grow by 25,000 rupees more or 25,000 crore more. If the 25,000 crore what the company has anticipated and 60% of that value is what is classified as more than the price earning ratio, then friends, make sure you do not invest in this kind of companies or you sell the shares of this company. Why? Because it indicates that company's market value is more stronger than the earnings of the company. In other words, what does it indicate if that is 60% of its anticipated growth? In other words, if the PE of a company is more than 60%, 60% of what, friends? 60% of anticipated growth. Remember this word. It is not 60% of earnings. It is 60% of anticipated growth. Of earnings, how much? 35. The PE ratio, if it crosses 35, then you should sell. You should not invest. But as compared to anticipated to growth, how much is expected? 60%. In other words, if the PE of a company is more than 60% of anticipated growth, it indicates that company's market value is more stronger than the earnings of the company. If it is more than 60%, then what it will indicate? It will indicate that the earnings of the company is more stronger. Company's earnings is more stronger, more heavier, more beneficial, more fruitful than compared to the what actually the books are doing. So company's market value. So in the market, it is giving huge returns, and markets might give huge returns, markets might not give huge returns. But here it is exactly trying to tell us that company's market value is more stronger if it is achieving or earning more than 60% of the market value. I hope everyone is clear with this slide. Can I have quick responses from everyone? The point over here is that the PE ratio should not be more than 60% of anticipated growth and 35 times of the earnings. These are two different parameters. Remember, 35 times of EPS is a different story, and 60% of anticipated growth is different. They two are two different parameters. If we talk about 35 times an earnings, then it is different. And 60% of anticipated growth means what? What growth you had thought, and more than that, 60% more than that anticipated growth it happens, then it will tell me that it is not having a good price earning ratio, or that company is having a more market value than the books. Hence, remember, friends, price earning ratio is a very important parameter or tool for making investment decision. So if I have to sum up this whole chapter, then I can tell you one important information, or what we can learn from this chapter is that price and price earning ratio go hand on hand. Price is determined by demand and supply and many other parameters apart from profitability alone. The PE ratio is determined, the PE ratio, that is price earning ratio, is determined and designed by market price per share upon earnings per share. And this ratio, if it is more than 60% of market value or anticipated growth, 60% of anticipated growth, it is not a right bet to invest. I hope you all have understood this part of price and price earnings ratio properly in your mind. This is basically the first door which opens up to enter into different theories of investment. Before we reach to different theories of investment, it was mandatory for us to understand the PE ratio and the price, the parameters of price and price earnings ratio, because on these parameters, different theories at times are based. Hope you had good time understanding this chapter from me. I had a good time explaining this chapter to you. That's all from my side. Thank you.